Thousands of protesters marched behind 27 hunger strikers to Senator Dianne Feinstein's office, demanding a stop to legislation they say is aimed at attacking undocumented immigrants. Patricia Nuño, the daughter of immigrants, was on the hunger strike for 7 days.
You hear about sons and daughters dying and trying to cross the border, and these are tragic, unnecessary deaths, unnecessary breaking up of family. And it's completely unnecessary, but that's been the legacy of for immigrants in the United States. They've been dealing with a huge amount of injustice, and it's just so unfortunate that we keep going backwards with immigrant justice instead of forwards.
Like Nuño, many of the protesters were young adults and youth who came to speak out for their immigrant families and oppose H.R. 4437.
Bring our dad back in because he's deported and we need him here.
A lot of my family members don't have papers and I'm fighting for them so they could get their rights.
There wouldn't be any propositions about folks being illegal on their own land if it wasn't for the white power structure.
Immigrants are only going to be allowed here for like 6 months and then deported back. That's like modern day slavery.
10,000 people signed a petition or a postcard letting the senator know what we want out of immigration reform. We want legalization. We want to fight against the criminalization of immigrants.
Three hunger strikers delivered over 10,000 petitions to Feinstein's office opposing H.R. 4437 and demanding legislation that would legalize millions of undocumented workers in the U.S. Wayne Yang is an Oakland high school teacher who also went on the 7-day hunger strike.
Welcome to the office of Senator Feinstein. Unfortunately, we can't go see the inside, but that's how it is for immigrants. We're welcome to work, but we're not welcome to stay. We are immigrants, no somos criminales. We are not criminals.
After delivering thousands of petitions, the 27 strikers broke bread outside of Feinstein's office. The Senate Judiciary Committee passed an overhaul of H.R. 4437, granting guest residency and offering legalization for some immigrants. As for immigrant families and activists like hunger strikers Nuño and Yang, the movement for immigrants, human, and civil rights will continue. Christina Onnestad, FSRN, San Francisco.